Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in honor of the old daf Magide shiur.
Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Samaches. Today's daf in daf Yomi land is Ashmodai day. Ashmodai and Shlomo HaMelech. That is, Bez Hashem, what's coming up today. Bez Hashem, a memorable daf. Story that we'll have to talk about. But just one hour from yesterday's daf, before we start with Reish Galusa, about 8 lines up from the bottom on Samach Zayin Mabez, we spoke about issues of refuah, as has been discussed a little bit here, and on tomorrow's daf, the entire daf is all about refuah, and Be'ez Hashem, the day after that, half the daf is about refuah. There are 4 or 5 places, even less, 3 or 4 places in Shas that have an extensive discussion of refuah. We discussed the Maharsha yesterday, that the one of the elements is to show us that everything is included in Torah. There is nothing out of the purview of Torah. The Torah gives us, the Gemara gives us medical advice and weather forecasts and business advice. Everything under the sun is in the Gemara because everything is captured by Torah. That's the Maharsha. The Amshal Shlomo, though, if you remember, we mentioned in Chulin, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes it in Yerideya, that we don't use any of these medicines today. We're not allowed to. There's a cherem of the Gaonim against these medicines because we don't understand exactly what they are or how they work, or our bodies might react a little differently, Bizman Hazeh. So that is why we don't, we study them, but we don't use them. We don't use them halacha l'maisa. There is an important machlokas Rashi Rambam, just to mention, back in Maseches Psachim. If you remember the Gemara, the Mishnah there talks about Chizkiyahu HaMelech and some of the activities that he did that Chazal were happy with, and some of the activities that he did Chazal were not happy with. So Chazal say that he was Gonei Sefer Refuos, the end of the 4th parak in Maseches Psachim, that Chazal were happy about that. That he put away the Sefer Refuos. So what does that mean? What kind of Sefer Refuos? A book of medicines. So why would that be a good thing? So Rashi there, in Psachim, has a line that, well, people were following the book instead of following Hashem. Some kind of line not having bitachon, which sounds like a Ramban Bechukosai type of line, which we've discussed that Ramban at length in the past about not going to doctors, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you sick, so who are you? But 2 points. Number one, all the Achronim say the Ramban doesn't mean what he thinks it, what you think it means. The Ramban says that if you read the entire Ramban from the beginning, he says, at a time of Nevuah, at a time with Gilui Shechina. Then, if you get Tzaras, if you get some other illness, you can say it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at a time of Hester Panim, for the past thousands of years, of course, not only it's a good thing, it's an obligation to go to a doctor to try to get healed. Along those lines is the Rambam. And the Pirush Mishnah is there in Psachim, the end of the 4th parak. He says, what does it mean he was Gonei Sefer Refuos? Because it was a quack medical book. Or it was a medical book that we didn't use properly that hurt people. It was medicines that were not experienced, that were not tried and tested. Hayasefer Shayabo Seder Refuos Bamasha Ein Menadin Les Raposbo Kagomusha Mamdamin Baale Hatalismas Umechabro Lo Chibro Eladera Halimud Betive Hamatsius. Lo kadesh lish tamesh b'mashu b'mashu nechlobo. The eshvav shehaya b'sefer zeh harkava samim mazikim. Many things that would hurt. V'gorim lamach lazu bazu. V'kasher kilklu b'nei adam v'ayah horgin bo genazo. It hurt people. And then he says, why am I going into such length here? V'lo ha'arachti l'dabar binyin zeh elam nesha shamati. V'gam pirshuli. They've told me another pshat. Again, I never saw the Rambam quote Rashi, but maybe this is the closest we'll get. He says, I've heard a pshat, she Shlomo chiber sefer refuos, shemchala adam beiz amachla, shu pana ilav, va'asa kamo shu omer misrape, v'ra'a chizkiyo shalo yu b'nei adam botchim b'ashem, b'machlo seyem, el al sefer refuos, amad v'ganzo. Says the Rambam, u'milvad afsus dover ze, u'mashi ishbo mena hazios. First of all, it's foolish. Says the Rambam, it's totally wrong. Number one, he says, Chizkiyo HaMelech, this is a good thing, and Chazal supported it. The lowliest of the Hamon Am wouldn't agree to this. If you take this svara to the end, Imra'ev Adam, Upanayel Alechem, V'achalo, if somebody's starving and they eat bread, Shemisrapeme also Atzaragadol B'lisafek, that bread is going to help them not be starving anymore. Ha'im Nomar Shehesir B'tchono Me'ashem, oh, you don't have B'tachon, You went to the bread instead of going to God. No, says the Rambam. Here's the great line. Ki kamosha ani model Hashem be'es ha'ochel shehimsi li davar lohasir ravoni ulach yoteni lekaimeni. Just like I thank Hashem because he's the one that created the bread. Kach no delal shehimsi refua hamarapes machlati keshesh tamishbo. He created the medicine. And just like there's a mitzvah to eat so that you stay healthy, there's a mitzvah to take medicine so that you get healthy. I wouldn't even have to say anything about this, but there's a lot of people out there that hear it. And this is a very hashkafic and important Rambam to realize that Bizman Hazeh, you know, it's our obligation to do what we can to keep ourselves healthy, to make ourselves healthy, to do what the doctors tell us will keep us in V'nishmatim Ol Rav Shoseichem. We are not on the level of Hashem's in charge. No, we're not. What they feel in the going at the end of his life, just give me the Dubna Magid, don't give me the doctor. Okay, we're not there, we're not the Gra, and we have to realize everything we could do for medical health, we have an obligation. Not just an option. We have an obligation to do in order to fulfill our charge. Okay, now let's get into Reish Galusa. Eight lines for the bottom or so on Samach Zayin Amabes. Amale Reish Galusa L'Rav Sheshes. My time, Meloso and Margabon. Why? Ask the Reish Galusa to Rav Sheshes. Why don't you eat with us? Amale Delo Mali Avdi. Because your servants aren't so great. The Chashid Ya'ever Menachai. I don't trust the kashras of your servants in the kitchen. Amarle mi yemar. He says, who told you? What do you mean? Amarle, hashta machvin alecha. I'll show you. Watch this. Amarle l'shamei. So Rav Sheshes sells his servant, Zil Ginov, go into the kitchen and steal. Get for me something. I see lichada kara mechevasa. Bring me one leg of the animal. Bring me a leg of the animal. Bring me a palki. Right? Bring me one leg. Ask the Mefarshim, is this stealing? You let us steal. The Rambam, whatever we've spoken about Ganev in the past, the Rambam Paskins, based on the Gemara, Gonev Almanas Lamekan is also usser. Stealing even with in mind to return it to its owner. Stealing just to tease, that's also usser d'oraisa, according to the Rambam. And not only is it usser according to the Rambam, we've pointed this out, the Rambam feels the need to quote this in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he just quotes a few halachos to capture the essence of the mitzvah, in Lo Sa'asei Reish Mem Dalet, the one halacha that he quotes in Geneva is Lo Tignovo, Manas Lo Mekat. Right, that somehow captures the essence, because it's about the Maisa Avera, even though you're not going to cause any Hefsin Mammon. You're going to give it back in half an hour. Right, so that's the it's Usser. Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Eozeon Eshach says, this can't be Usser. This can't be. We all do it. The Rabbeinu Tam has a Lashon. In school, they take somebody's pencil, and they rap for 5 minutes, and they make... So we all do it. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it must be, you're stealing it to keep, but your kavan is only to tease him, and not to really keep it. Okay, but that's a chiddush, that you would need a pasuk to tell me, a drasha to tell me, that will be usur. The Rambam and Rav Rishonim assume is just, even if you're giving it back, so ask the Achronim, how could Rav Sheshes say this? How could Rav Sheshes tell his servant to go steal the chicken leg, if even Gonev Amnas L'Mekat is usur? Says the Ben Yehoyada, the Baalei Agada are going to play major roles on today's daf. Here the Ben Yehoyada, but this is a halachic issue, he says, the fact that he's told his servant to do it in front of the Reish Galusa. So it wasn't stealing. It's all the Reish Galusas. So it wasn't stealing in that way. He says, go. The Reish Galusa says, who says? He says, I'll show you. So that's why it wasn't a problem. To Amar L'Shavi, Davarzel, Afnei Reish Galusa, Shu Balabayas, Abasar Shalom, Ubir Shuso Kavid, Balachedim Yigro, Ben Avadim, Ein Zegedeva. He's doing it, Aldas, the Balabayas. Number two, Lafrushim Eisura. He's doing it to prevent them from stealing in the future. So then it would be okay. That would be different than just stealing a manas lemekat. So what happens if Sheshes says, go steal, so they bring him a leg. I see lay, so they bring him one leg. Amar lahu, ahadmuli, hadmi dechevasa. Then he tells the servants, could you lay out for me the entire animal? Lay out the entire animal. Ayesu tlas kare. So they brought out the animal. It was only three legs. Osivu kame. They put it in front of him. Amar lahu. Habal shalosh raglayim have. Wow. Three-legged animal? Didn't know that they exist. Pasok. Ayesu chada me almas. They went back to the kitchen. No, wait. They ripped off a leg from a different animal. Osivu kame. So now he's got four legs. Amar le lashame. Osivu nami lahakti dach. Okay, now he tells his servant, now you put your leg out. Osva, he put it out. Wow, five-legged animal. And in that way, Rav Sheshes was able to prove that the servants were lying. Omelei, that's why we need mashgichim, proper mashgichim for these, for elements like this, where they're nervous about something and they'll, under pressure, do something that they wouldn't do lechatchila. So the Reish Galuza says, okay, let them prepare food in front of you. You'll watch it the whole time, and then you'll eat. Fine. They brought a tray in front of him. They brought in front of him meat. And they put in front of him ristina dechanka chamsa. What does that mean? It's a piece of meat with tiny little bones in it, which could get caught and make and cause the eater to choke. Why are they doing that? Rav Sheshes was blind. So they don't like Rav Sheshes. They're trying to give him this piece of meat to hopefully get him to choke on it. Right? That's the hope. Rashi says on the bottom, Etzem Katan Shal Kafa Yarech Shadam Bol Ovenechnak. Be sure to Rav Sheshes Sagi Narhu. That's what they were trying to do. What does it mean? Chancha Chamsa? The Ben Yoyada says it must be that one time somebody once gave this to his mother-in-law. Right, Chanka Chamsa, the mother-in-law is choked. So from then on, they call this the bone that the mother-in-law choked on. That's what the Ben Yoyada. So what happens? Gashashay, as any wise man would do, Rav Sheshes felt around by the meat in front of him before he ate it, and he realized what was going on. Vishakle, he took out the little bone. Karache Besudre, he put it into his handkerchief and put it into his pocket. So, Labasar Da'achel, after he finished eating, Amrile, they said, Ignev Lankisa Da'kasva. All of a sudden, they wanted to, they saw Rav Sheshes had something in his pocket. They didn't know what was going on. So they said, oh, Yosef and Binyamin story, right? Somebody stole a silver goblet of ours. So they found something wrapped up in his handkerchief, in his pocket. Amri le, chazimar delo mechal kaboy, elet saurein. Oh, you see, the Reish Galuza says to Rav Sheshes, see, even if we prepared it in front of you, you don't want to eat from us. Right, you're just making fun of us. Amar lahu, ana mechal, and Rav Sheshes here gives an answer. He could have just said, they're all wrong, but maybe he didn't want to say that. He just wanted to prove them wrong in a different way. He said, ana mechal achli, v'tami bey. Taima de chivra, I ate, but you know what? When I tasted it, a taste of an animal with saras. Chivra is white, an animal with saras. Amrile, chivra lo avilana idna. You're wrong, Rav Sheshes. Nothing like that happened in the kitchen today. Amar lohu, he says, batku beduchte. Go check the spot where this piece of meat came from. Go check the skin. Go check. Da'amar Rav Chizda says, Uchma b'chivra, b'chivra b'uchmasa, if you have a black spot on a white animal, a white spot on a black animal, lakusahi, that is a sign of saras, baduk ashkechuas. Obviously they checked, and there it was, a sign of saras. Was it there? Was there an ace that occurred? That Hashem made it there? Question. Kika nafuk. So Rav Sheshes was taking his leave, he was going out, and these avadim, you know, they'll try again. You know, whatever doesn't work, you know, they'll try to get him again. Right? Lahavdil, I mean, you remember by Yashol HaMelech, over and over again, trying to kill David in many different ways. First time didn't work, let's try again. Without getting the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting. Right? Try to shoot him, try to send him out to battle. So here again, didn't work, they'll try again. Kika Nafik, Karule Bira, they dug a pit. Vishadule Tzifti Lave. They put a mat on the pit. So hopefully he'll fall in. V'yamri lei leisi marlenach, and they said, please, Rav Sheshes, come, you hear our voice, come across and come take a rest. Nachale Rav Chizda meachorei, all of a sudden, Rav Sheshes, he has Rav Chizda behind him, make a grunt, make like a sound, like, ahem, right, the coughing of today, meaning he obviously realized maybe Rav Chizda was trying to tell him something. Omer lei lianuka, so he says to a child that was passing by, psok lei psukecha, you want to please tell me a pasuk that you're learning? Amalei, he says to him, Netelecha al yamincha o al smalecha. Turn to your right or turn to your left. Right, who was that? Remember the story with Avner and Asael, where Avner didn't want to have to kill him, and Asael's like cornering him. He says, please move so I don't have to kill you. Asael refused, he went right to Avner, and Avner took care of him. And that's why Yoav eventually took revenge, because he didn't feel that Avner should have killed Asael. But he goes, turn to the right or turn to the left. That's right, we'll get to the Rashi in a minute. Amalei l'shameh. So Rav Sheshes takes it as a simon. My chaz kachazis, you see anything in front of us? Amar le tzifita d'shadi, I see a rug, a mat on the floor. Amar le hadermina, go around. Right, that's my message that I take from this pasuk. Labaser denafik, amar le Rav Chizda minavi yadamar. Afterwards, Rav Chisda asked him, how'd you know? How'd you know? Maybe it could be Rav Chisda just like coughed by accident, but Rav Sheshes took it as a simon. Or maybe Rav Chisda is asking, how'd you guess? How'd you guess what it was? Number one, you grunted. And number two, you know, I heard the pasuk. I knew they would start something. Those avadim, and therefore, I knew to take precautions. Period. A couple of points here. Number one is Rashi, very unusual Rashi. Rashi says on the Netelach, on this pasuk, right? This pasuk, go to the right or go to the left. What does Rashi say? Pasuk hu ba'asael. It's a pasuk by Asael. When does Rashi ever give you a little hint of the story? And if he does that, sometimes Rashi does that, like pasuk hu ba'ezra. He'll say that because, you know, we're not so familiar with the end of Ksuvim. So Rashi will say, Pasuku Basoil. What are the Achronim wonder? What's Rashi trying to drive at here? So maybe the Birei Daf here quotes a number of Achronim that try to suggest things for Rashi, the Madane Melech. Maybe Rashi's saying, Shari Eitzel Asoil, Im Hayanota Al Yamin O Al Smol, Hayanitzel Meharigaso. Right? That was the point that Avda was telling him, move away so I don't have to kill you. You'll be saved. The fact that he went straight brought his death. That's it's exactly about Asael. Just like here, if you go straight, you're going to die. That's Rashi's emphasizing, just like Asael. It's not just like a remez. Like most of the time, Sokli Psukecha has nothing to do with the story. This is exactly the story. If you go to the right or to the left, so then you will be saved. And others say, he quotes, Shekavanas Rashi Bazel Omar, She'ein Lomot She'yada HaTinok Mimase Avadim. Don't think that the child knows exactly what's going on, and he's saying this pasuk specifically. No, he's just saying a pasuk about Asael. Rav Sheshes figured out that it applied to him. But don't think that the child was in on it, and he was doing it b'kavana. It was all Hashkacha. Good, that's on the Rashi. But then we have the more general issue that is discussed by the Rishonim, and that is, is this nichush? Right? Are we allowed to do this? Are we allowed to ask a child a pasuk and based on that pasuk know what to do and fashion my life? Isn't there an issur daraisa? There's a few issur daraisa, but one of them is all about nichush. Nichush means something's going to happen and I'm going to base my behavior based on nichush. For example, the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perek Yud Aleph, Ein menachshin kegoyim. Don't follow Nichush. What is it? The bread fell out of my mouth. Like that. Or a black cat crossed my path. Or whatever it is. Right? I'm not leaving my house today. I'm not leaving. Bad luck. Bad luck, bad omen. That's Nichush. You hear birds talking. Tov lasos davar ploni, vira lasos davar ploni. And all of those, said the Rambam, it's Asur. It's Asur, I call Asur. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Ask the Radvaz. Ask the Ravid even a little bit. Look in the Gemara. What about the Gemara, asks in Chulin. What about Eliezer, Eben Avraham? What about Yonasan, the son of Shaul? Those stories also. So, various suggestions given. The most common answer, the Ran in Maseches Chulin says, if it makes sense, that's not Nichush. If it makes sense. Right? Meaning, Eliezer says, oh, whichever girl gives me and my camels water, that's going to be the one. That's not Nichush. That's looking for a Balas Chesed. That's not Nichush. Yonasan says, if they say, oh, you come here right now, or they say, you stay there, we're coming on you, so that reflects bravery or courage or being scared. So that makes sense. Anything that makes sense, says the Ran Chul and Sadihei, that's not considered Nichush. That's number one. Right, a black cat crossing your path, that's nothing. Sha'anachash asratar hu atoles var besiman she'ein svara nosenes she'ehebem goreim to'elas bedavar o nezek pito nafal miyado tzvi hifzik lam baderach aval halokeach simanim. What if somebody says, if it rains tomorrow, I'm not going on the teal? That's Nichush. No, that's obvious. That's a good idea. That's, you don't want to get stuck. Anything that makes sense is not a problem, as the Ran goes into more on this daf. That doesn't really help us here. Doesn't make sense to ask for a pasuk. So that's why the Kesef Mishnah and the Smag, that's quoted by the Ran here, the Smag says, Psok Le Psukecha is different. That's also, that's a Kain Nevuah, says the Smag. That's Ke'e Nevua. That's not Stam, you know, other signs. Asking a child for something, that's okay. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam continues and says, the Rambam Svara here doesn't sound like it works in our Gemara, but I'll read it to you. The Rambam says, Misha Amar. Somebody says, Hashoa Latino, Eza Pazak Atolame, Im Amarlo Pazak Min Abrachos Yismach, Vyomer Zesim and Tov, Kol Eilu Bachayotze Behen Mutter. Why? So you might say, Kei Nevuah, like the Smog says. The Rambam says, Hoel Velo Kivei Maisav, Velo Nimna Milazos, Ela Asa Zesim and Laatzmo, Shekfar Haya, Hari Zem Mutter. You know how the Rambam might read our Gemara? He didn't really rely on the Pasik. He relied on Rav Chisda grunting behind him. The Pasik kind of put it over the top. But really, he already knew something was up by Rav Chisda's grunt. That's why it's different. The Smog doesn't say that. The Smog says Kei Nevuah. And if you look in the Sefer Gora Lagra, in the Sefer Gora Lagra, he quotes all of these cases, all the stories in history about Gora Lagra, fascinating Sefer. But there he quotes from Midrashim and Gemaras we find often. Psokli Psukecha. Remember the Elisha ben Avuya Gemara, the Acher Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tezvav? Right, they go to 15 or 13 different kids, psokli psukecha, and each one of them said something that Acher interpreted as, you know, Acher never doing tshuva. And including here, and including, he goes to Gemara in Chulin, goes four or five Gemaras about psokli psukecha. He says, that's different. That's using the Torah. That's Ke'e Nevuah. That's using a Chumash somehow. And he talks all about the Gora Lagra, which again, is not done only by Yechidei Skula, who know how to do it, who Bavade will rely on it. Yeah, we know it's been used in various times in history. Rav Ari Kotler, they say, used it before to know whether to go to America or Eretz Yisrael. Rav Ari Levine used it to identify the bodies, Rachman al-Islan, after the massacre of the Lamed Hay. So we've used it in different times. But either way, that might be different because it's psukim. Weiter. Also, the Bach says in Yeridea, maybe only the Amorim or great people are allowed to use it and not the average. For them, it's Ke'e Nevuah. For me and you, for us, you know, it wouldn't be that level. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to it. We are up to one of the more well-known demon Gemaras in Shas. The story of Ashmodai and Shlomo HaMelech. Keep in mind the Rambam. Can't learn any Agada without remembering the Rambam. The Rambam in his introduction to Chelek talks about three different approaches to Agada. Three different approaches to Agada. The Rambam says one approach to Agada is that people who take it literally and accept it, because this is what Chazal said and this is what must be. And it's literal, and I don't understand it, but it's literal. The Rambam sympathizes with that approach. He says they're Yerei Shamayim, they're true Jews, they're following what it says in Chazal, but they're a little misguided to think that it's only about the literal. But he doesn't have anything against them. He says they're missing the point, but you have to realize that, you know, they're taking the words Kipshuto. That's one group. Then you have the other group. Also, they take it literally, but because it's literal, they say, what kind of crazy story is this? And they reject Chazal because of this, because of their approach. And that obviously, says the Rambam, are the Kofrim and the people who make fun of Yadus and make fun of the Gemara, etc. Neither of them are what we accept. And then the Rambam says, the third group, that he even says, and I wouldn't even call it a group, because there are so few of us that do this. That's the Rambam. The Kachlishis, the Haim Chai Hashem, Ma'atim Ad Ma'od, Ad She'ein Ro'oi Lekrosam Kat. Can't even call him a Kat. El Kamosha Ye'amar Lashem Eshmin, V'raki Yechida, Osa B'nei Adam, Shediz Bara Etzlam, Gedulas Chachamim, Zechronim Levracha, V'tov Sichlam, V'cheim Esigo Ha'emes, V'nis Ames Lahem, Shedivreyem Yeshlo Nigle, V'nistar. There's the revealed, what you read, and what's behind. Whenever they say something that appears impossible, dibru bohem b'derachita u'mashal. So that part maybe is not literal. It's written in that way for us to understand it some way, but it might be not won't be literal. Shadivrei chachamim kulam b'dvarim ha'elyonim sheim atachlis. The chulu, and he continues here again. It's a very important Rambam in his Akdamah to Chelek. If you never saw it. It's one of the parts of the beginning of Chelek that we don't always do, right? We always focus on the other parts of the Animamins, but this is also there. And also an important makar, the Maharal here says, realize that there's a lot going on here that doesn't meet the eye. But if you look in the first volume of the Ein Yaakov, not the one on Gittin, the first volume, he quotes there about five hakdamos. Five ma'amarim on Agada. So he quotes the Mavo Agados of Ramar Itzchayas, and he quotes the Ma'amar Agada of Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. He quotes many. One of them there he quotes is Ma'amar al Agada from the Ramchal, from the Baal Masul Sisharim. It's very short, it's one page. So he quotes there also. He says, why did Chazal do this? Why do we have it? So he says, when they decided, we had on Daf Samach, when they decided to write down the Torah, they realized that certain depths and secrets of the Torah can't be written down. You can't have somebody who just opens up a book and reads the secrets of the Torah. No, you have to have somebody who works and is committed and has a melus. And only then, so Chazal, when they wanted to convey secrets and amazing messages, they Dafka wrote it in ways that on the surface appear strange and appear like wild stories. But we have to realize that there's a lot there, Dafka. And those, the Rambam second group, right, that's terrible, right? You read it, you're like, oh, that's exactly the point. We don't want you to know about it, right? If you're not committed to the Torah and committed to Amelus, so then, okay, you blew it. You don't have that, you won't get to the secrets of the Torah. So that's an important, also very short, suggested reading about Agada, the Mamar of the Ramchal on Agados, quoted at the beginning of the Ein Yaakov. Okay, so now let's get into it with that introduction. We'll make haras here and there relating to the story. So Asisi li sharim v'sharos v'sanukos b'nei ha'adam shida v'shidos. The pasuk in Koheles. Sharim v'shiros elu min. Why is this here? Because the first Mishnah spoke about Kerdikus, and that was the shade. Getting into it. So elu minei zemer v'tanukos b'nei ha'adam. Shlomo HaMelech created many different instruments. Elu v'tanukos b'nei ha'adam. Elu brechos u'merchatzos. A lot of bathhouses. Shida v'shidos. Hacha targimu shida v'shidatin. Here we explained it as male and female demons. B'ma'arava amri shidata. In Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they said it meant chariots. Chariots. Ask the Ben Yoyada in the Binayahu. Says, chariots? What, they didn't have, what was so great about creating chariots? What was so great? Says the Ben Yoyada, unbelievably. You know what I think this means? Shlomo HaMelech knew every chachma. So you know what? I think he knew the chachma of motor. Motorization. I knew it. He didn't say it to anybody, but I think that's what this word means. He had motorized wagons. It was 1,000 years before anybody else had motorized wagons. Look, Shlomo HaMelech had every chachma. That's what the Navi says. So he had it. And, you know, he didn't tell anybody. That's what it means that he had, in this case, that he created wagons. Right? There's a, the Chazuk Echemet discusses this. This Benayahu that you know the different Benayahu himsi kvar Shlomo HaMelech b'chachmas was mechoniot shel yamenu v'lo pirsumam kadei shel laharbos p'tuno drachim, says maybe at that time it would have caused too many problems, and he says he heard from his brother-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky that the Stipler also felt that was the pshat of this Gemara, that we think that cars was something new. Shlomo HaMelech had that chachma ready too. Pretty amazing. Amazing line. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Meos Mini Shedim Ayu B'Shichin, 300 types of Shedim there were in Shichin. B'Shida Atzma, Eni Adayamahi. But I can't put my finger on exactly what a Shade is. Amar Mar Hacha Targimu Shida V'Shidatin. Here it says Shida V'Shidatin. Shida V'Shidatin Lamayi Ba'ilei. What did Shlomo HaMelech need demons for? It says he created demons. Right, so what exactly did he need them for? The Marsha here says you're not allowed to be Mishtamish for demons for no reason. Right, so we find a few Gemaras in Shas about demons where they were used. There's a Gemara in Mi'ila, Daf Yud Zayinish, that they used a demon to help remove a gzera against Bnei Yisrael. But here the Marsha says this was the tzarech of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, as we will see. So dechsev ahabayis bihibano, so even shleima maso niv nevagomer, to build the mizbeach and even maybe parts of the Beis Hamikdash, you had to use stones that were not hewn. So Amar Lehu LeRabbanan, Hechi Evid, says to Shlomo, to the rabbis, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get stones, all different sizes, for the Beis HaMikdash, without cutting them? Amru Leh, Yicha Shamira, to Aisi Moshe Lavnei Ephod. Right, there's the Shamir, little worm, that we know from Pirkei Avos, that Moshe Rabbeinu used to cut the stones for the Ephod, this week's Parsha. Amar Lehu, hey, this is a great Shabbos table story, right here. Right, related to the Parsha. Amalu Echish Takech. So Shlomo says, where do I find the Shamir? It's amazing. He knew Chachma, but he didn't know where the Shamir was. The Chachamim had to tell him. Amrulei Aisi Shida Vashidatin. Bring some demons, right? Kavashinu Ahadadi. And please put them, pressure them, squeeze them together, which might mean just pressure them. Efsha Diadi Magdi Lacha. Maybe they know and they will tell you exactly where the Shamir is. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow, if we have time, next time we'll get into the list of the miracles in Pirkei Avos, the Shamir and others, Big Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, about that we'll get to later. So what happens? Icy, Shida, Vishidatin, and Kavshinu Adadi. So they bring Shida Vishidatin, they bring Nibins, and they put him in front of Shlomo. Amri Anan Lo Yadinan. We don't know where the Shamir is. Dilma Ashmodai Malka the Shida Yada. Maybe Ashmodai, the king of the demons, maybe he knows where it is. Amaluhu Echi Asya. Where is he? Where's Ashmodai? Amri Le Isa Baturaplan. He's on such and such a mountain. Karyale Bira, he's dug for himself a ditch, Umalyale Maya, and filled it with water, Umirse Batinra, and he closed it with a rock, he put a rock on it for safekeeping, Vachasme Bukushpanke, and he sealed it with his seal, so he knows if it was tampered with. And Vakal Yoma Salak Larakia, Vigamar Mesifta Zerakia, he goes up every day to the heavenly court and he learns there, Vinachas La'ara, Vigamar Mesifta Da'ara. And he comes down and then is involved with the lower court. Va'asi Sayale Lukushpanke, every day he comes down and checks his seal to make sure it was not tampered with. And if it was in Umagli Lay, he takes off the cover and reveals the water, Vishasi, and he takes a drink. Umachsile, and then he covers it again, Vachasim Leva Azil, and he seals it again. Says the Maharsha, don't think his drinking is like our drinking. Don't think that. Says the Maral on this Gemara. Yeshbo Shelos Rabos Atsumos. Says there are major issues about this Gemara. But remember, Da, ki ashedim e kochos misyachsos laelyonim u misyachsos latachtonim. Shedim relate to, they have a little bit of angelic nature, a little bit of human nature. Remember the Gemara in Chagiga Tezayin, where the Gemara says, Shisha Dvarim Nemru B'Mazikin. Shlosha Bahen Kibnei Adam, V'Shlosha Dvarim Kemalachim. Right? Three ways they're like people, three ways they're like angels, they eat and drink like people, but not exactly. Al Yaw Al Daitacha, says the Maharal. Ki Yeshlem Shtia Kamo Shtia Shalanu. Ein Adavar Kach. When it says here that he drank the water, it doesn't mean he drank literally the water. It means he somehow got nourished from this universe. Somehow. Ki ein lam shtia shalanu. Aval shtia hi lefi yichus atzmam. Ki bamesha tachtonim yefshal lahem yibilti kabbalah hu achilas shal tachtonim. He goes into it. It's a different type of drinking. So there's a lot of, again, mishalim here that we have to realize. Okay? So what happens? This is what he does every day. So Shlomo's like, I gotta get him. Shad rei lebenayo ben yoyada. He says Benayo, right, is his top general. And he gives him what he needs. Yoivlei, I don't know if he explained to him how to do it, but Benayo knew what to do, so it must be that Shlomo had explained to him beforehand. Yoivlei shushilta, dechakik al Hashem, he gives him a chain with Shem Hashem engraved on it, the izkasa dechakik al Hashem, and a ring that has Shem Hashem on it, the gabavi deimra, and a ball of wool, the zike dechamra, and some bottles of wine. Ozal, so what does he do? Karabir mitatoi, what does Benayo do? He goes, he digs a hole lower on the mountain from where the ditch of Ashmodai was, v'shafinu lamaya, and he siphons off all the water. He makes a little hole between his ditch and the ditch of Ashmodai, so he brings the water all the way down. V'satminu b'gvavi de'imra, and once he gets all the water out, he closes up the hole with the wool. And then what does he do? The karabir mi'iloi. He goes to dig another ditch above the hole, v'shafchinu lachamra, and he pours the wine into that ditch, and then gets it into the ditch of Ashmodai also, v'taminu. So he has now successfully switched the water into wine without breaking the seal on top. So Salak Yasubilada, and then he goes and waits. He sits in a tree. Kiyasa Sairi Lugushpanka, when he comes back after being in the Masiftis, he sees the seal. Galye, he says, good, no tampering, he reveals. Ashka Chechamra. He sees wine in there. Amar, he says, what's going on here? Ksiv. He didn't know who did it, but he knows something's up. Ksiv, late Sayayin Homesh Shechar, V'choshoge Balo Yakam. Any scoffer, anyone who's involved in wine and beer, won't get wise. So, he knows something's up. Ksiv, Znus V'yayin V'tira Shikach Lev. Loishti, so he didn't drink. He didn't drink. The little Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos says, "Afal pisha zeh pasuk lo nechtav adayin o yoyodin." Right, a classic, like the Gemara says often. They're not quoting the exact pasuk that wasn't written yet. Right, this is a pasuk from Mishlei, so it seems like Mishlei was written later in Shlomo's life. It wasn't written yet, so he's quoting just wisdom. but not David's quoting the exact pasuk. By the way, I forgot to mention the previous little Tosfos. Get me Ashmodai. Why do you need Ashmodai to find out where the Shemir was? Why didn't he just ask the Urim Betumim? Right? Don't you ask the Urim Betumim whenever the king has Shilas? Right? So yeah, why didn't he ask the Urim Betumim? Says Tosfos, ki lo ratzu l'shol b'Urim Betumim k'sheyecholon l'shol adei davar acher. If there's any other option, then we're not going to ask the Urim Betumim. So, getting Ashmodai and this whole story that we're after, that was another option. Okay, there's another answer given, though, by the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov says, you only ask the Urim Tumim something about what's going to be in the future or advice for Klal Yisrael. Here is just a Metzius. Where's the Shamir? That's not the kind of question that you're allowed to ask the Urim Tumim. Even if it's for the good of Klal Yisrael, because you want to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos says, his answer, there's another option, and the Ein Yaakov, then Yaakov back on our Gemara. Right, back on our Gemara says, V'nir Ali, Ein Zeh Me'inyin Sheil Zer Metumim, Rak Leida Masha Asilios, Hatzlacha B'Melchama, Avalo Dvar Matzmunim Heichanheim, V'ki Agavna Ein Sholen Alas V'Heter, Ki Yidisab Soper Exayin De Yuma. Right, as we know that from elsewhere, you don't just ask Halachic Shilas to the Urim Metumim. So, that's what he is. So, he's waiting, he comes back, he doesn't drink. But what happens, Kitzachi got really thirsty after a while, lo sagila, he can't control himself, and he says to himself, Yaini Samach Lavav Enosh, says on the side, Ishis, he takes a drink, Rav Evagana, and he falls asleep. Nochis, so what happens, Banayo says, here's my chance, he comes down, Asa, Shada, Beishu, Shilta, Satme, he locks him up, he enchains him with the chain of Hashem's name. Ki Itar, when he wakes up, Avikam Ifrizal, he starts flailing around, what's going on here? Who chained me up? Amar Lei says, Benayo, Shma Demara Alach, Shma Demara Alach, the name of your master is upon you, meaning, don't think you could get out. So, Kinake Leva Asi, as he's walking back with him now, Mata Dikla, Chafbe, Shadye. He passed a tree, he rubbed against it, and it smashed. Mata Lebese, Shadye. He rubbed against the house fell down. Mata Gabi Kuva, Dahi Armalta, they get close to a little hut of an almana, of a widow. And the Amman, I guess, saw what was going on. So Nafka, she goes out. Ichanan Ole, she begs him, please don't go near my house. Don't go near my house. Kafa lukum semine. So he bends his body away from the house. Itbar begarma, and in that way he breaks a bone. Breaks one of his bones. He was a very delicate demon. Right? So obviously there's symbolism there. What does that mean? Maybe it means he went against his grain to do something nice. Right, whatever that is, but he broke. Amar, but he says, Hainu dechsev, alashon racha tish bar garem. Right, a soft tongue, this woman, broke my bone. Chaza, then five things happen that he did, that the Gemara will explain later, Bez Hashem, why he did it. Chaza, sam yedave katoi ba'urcha, he sees a blind man, is he a blind man who's wandering on the road? Aske lorche. So, Ashmodai helps him get back on the road. He gives directions. Chaza Rav Yadavi Katoy Ba'urcha. He sees a drunkard that's also wandering. Aske L'Urcha. He also helps him out. Chaza Ched Vasa Davi Kamach Diloya. He sees a simcha. He sees a wedding. They're celebrating. Bacha. And he starts crying. Shame Lahu Gavra Davi Kamar. He sees a man saying to a L'Ushchafa to a shoemaker. Averli Misani L'Shev Shani. Could you please make me shoes for 7 years? Achich. And he laughs and smiles. Chazahu Kasma Davi Kasim. He sees a magician trying to do magic. Achich. He smiles. Okay? We'll have to get to those stories later. Kimat Alahasam, when he came back to Shlomo HaMelech, to Yerushalayim, Lo Ailu Alagabe de Shlomo at Lasayome, they didn't bring him into Shlomo for 3 days. Doesn't say why. Maybe Shlomo was busy testing him to see if it was really Ashmodai. Yoma Kama Amaluhu, Amailo Kaboili Malka Lagabe. Why isn't the king, on the first day he asks, why isn't the king bringing me to in front of him? Amarle Anse Mishte. He's had a lot to drink. He's, has a hangover. Shaka Levente Osava Chaverta. He takes a brick and puts it on top of another brick. Asu Amrle Shlomo. They go tell Shlomo, this is what he did. It's strange. Amrlehu. Shlomo says, no, Hachi Amrlehu. This is what he's telling you. Hadar Ashkayua. Take some more to drink. If you want to get rid of the effects of the hangover, drink a little more, and that'll help you out. Meaning, maybe Shlomo is testing him here. Lamachar Amrlehu. The second day. Vamailo Kaboili Malka Lagabe. Why doesn't the king bring me in front of him? Amrule. Anse Michle, he's eating too much. Right, the food is getting too much to him. Shaka Leventi Mechaverte, he takes the brick off the other one. Osva Aar, and he puts it on the earth. Also Amrle Shlomo, they go tell Shlomo again. Omer lehu, hachi amar lehu. This is what he's telling you. Negidu mine mechle. Withhold food. Meaning, you ate too much, so stop eating. Lesov tlasa yome. After 3 days, ayelaka, may they finally bring the ashmudai in front of Shlomo. Shokol kanya, umashach arba garmide. He takes a reed that is 4 amos long, vishada kame, and he throws it in front of him, throws it in front of Shlomo. Amar le. Michdi, Ashmadai says, Shlomo, come on. Ki mayisahu gavra, when anyone, meaning you, die, lesle bahadein alma eladal garmide. You only have your dalat amos. Mace is going to dalat amos. Hasha kavashti lukuli alma, velo savata de kavash and amili didi. You have everything in the world. You also needed me. You have chachma, you have osher. Remember the Navi Malachim Aleph describes he had everything. Kings from all over. Why the queen of Shva just came to speak to him because like she was just in shock about the wisdom and he had everything. So Hashmadai says, what do you need me for? Right? You need everything. Right? It reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Chulin. Remember the Gemara in Chulin? Haman min HaTorah minayin? How do we know Haman? From Hamina Eitz Hazeh. Right? What's the connection between a Haman and Hamina Eitz by Adam? So all the Bali Musar say, because Adam had everything. Adam could eat from every tree in the world, except for one. And he failed. Because he couldn't eat from one, that was it. Couldn't get beyond it. That was Haman. Every single Jew bowed down to him. He had everything. He was second in command. There's one measly Jew that doesn't bow down. Nothing. I have nothing. For kol zein eno shave li, right? He tells Zeresh. It's not worth it to me. So that's what Ashmadai is telling Shlomo. Well, what are you want? You have everything. What do you need me for? Omar Le Shlomo says, Lo kabina minachmiti. I don't really need you for anything. Ba'ina divne la baisa migdash. I have to build a baisa migdash. Shvakami boy, li shamira. I need the shamir. Omar Le says, Ashmadai. Ladidi la masirli. I don't have it. La sara diyama masirle. The sar, the angel of the sea, has it. Veloka yavle elulatarnagola bra. And he only gives it to the wild hen, to mehemin leashvuase, that swears that he's going to take care of it. Okay? So Shlomo's got to use his wisdom now to figure out how to get the shamir. Umay avibe, what does he do? Unbelievable. Mamti le luture. I'm sorry, before we get there, what does the wild hen do with the shamir? Mamti le luture de lesbu yishuv. He brings the shamir to a mountain that has no vegetation, that has nothing on it. Umanach le ashina de tura. He puts the shamir on the tip of the mountain, on the top. Upaka tura, the mountain splits open. Umankit. And then this hen goes and gathers. Maisi bizrani meilani takes seeds from trees. Vishadi asam, he throws it into the cleft, into the crack of the mountain. Vahavi yishuv, and eventually he has vegetation, and he has what to eat. Vahaini tiv metargamina nagartura, and that's why the duchifas is called the nagartura. That's the wild hen, that's the targum of splitting the mountain. Okay? So Shlomo's like, okay, I gotta get this. But kukina de tarnagola bra, they found a nest of a wild hen, the Islay Bani, that had young children in it. The Chafiua Lekine Zugisa Chivarti. And they covered the nest with clear glass. That's the material they had. So you could see the kids, but you can't get there. Kiyasa Boy Lemeao Velomatsi, when the mother hen came back. So, well, a hen is the hen, the male, right? He came back, well, he couldn't get in. Couldn't get in. So what does he do? How do I break this glass? Ah, the shamir. Armale, I see shamir of Osvi Alave. He went to get the shamir, and he put the shamir onto the glass. Rama Bekala, right when he put it on, Rashi says, a shliach of Shlomo starts making noise. Hey, hey, Shadi. He gets all scared. He drops it. Shakle, and the servant of Shlomo grabs and takes the shamir. Azal chanak nafshi ha-shvuase, and the hen went and strangled himself because he violated the shvua. Okay, what does that mean? A hen doesn't have das. So, not for now. Amar le binayahu, my time up. So now, that's the story. So they got the shamir, and that's how Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Wonderful. Back to the story of Ashmadai. Binayahu says, can I ask you a couple of questions? Amar le binayahu, my time up. Ki chazise lahu samya. Why, when you saw that blind man? Tavi katoi ba'urcha, that was wandering. Asikte lo'urche. Why'd you help him out and put him back on the road? Amar le, machrezel eberkiya. I heard them announcing in heaven the tzadik gomeru that he is a totally righteous person. Uman da'aved le nicha nafshe. Whoever gives him help, zachi la'amad asi. Right, it'll be zochet to olam haba. Whatever that means for Ashmadai. But basically, Ashmadai didn't do it because he's a great guy. He did it because for himself, selfish purposes. I heard that I'm going to win if anybody does something good for him, so I did it. Umay taima. Next. Ki chazise lahu ravya dekatoi ba'orcha. When you saw the drunkard wandering, asikti lo'orcha, why'd you help him out? Omerle machrazi alei berakia derasha gomerhu. I heard in Shemaya that he's a totally wicked person. Va'avdi le'nicha nafshe. And whoever does something good for him will be good. Ki echad delichli la'almas. He gets all his good in this world. So in the next world he can burn. Right? So that's why I helped him out also for ulterior motives. My time on next. Why'd you cry when you saw the wedding? So this one is interesting. The chassan's going to die within 30 days. And he only has a baby brother. And the woman's going to have to wait to do yibam for 13 years. She's going to be stuck. She's going to be an aman achayus. So why was he upset about that? Even that got to Ashmodai. Right, such tragedy. Even that got Ashmodai. Umay time akisha mitelo gaver de amale lo ushchafei. Why? When you heard the guy talking to the shoemaker, avidli misani l'shev shnin, make me shoes for 7 years. Acheches, why'd you laugh? Amale, he says, ha'u shiva yomin leslay. That guy's not going to make it for 7 days. Misani l'shev shnin boy. He wants shoes for 7 years. What's he doing? Says the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim has a line that you should not use shoes of someone who died. Sefer Chasidim. You should not use shoes, even if they fit you. It's dangerous for a Jew. If dangerous for a goy, you're not allowed to give it to a guy either. Not allowed to give a guy something dangerous. But it seems like it's dangerous for a Jew. Tough nun dalid in Sefer Chasidim. So, on the bottom, the Makar Chesed, the commentary on the Sefer Chasidim. Where does he get this from? Where does this come from? Right? That he says, oh, maybe it comes from our Gemara. Because from our Gemara, right, he's laughing. What's he laughing for? Maybe he doesn't think he's going to live for 7 years, but he's going to have it for his son. He'll give it to his son. What's he laughing so much for? Ah, if you say you can't give it to your son, so maybe it's totally useless. So that's why he was laughing. Maybe that's a smach. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. And he says, even though in Yaradeya, Gimel, Kuflam, Gimel, he says, he quotes that Nodabi Yehuda tshuva that we like to mention, even though, yes, there are certain Sefer Chasidim that are against Gemara, and if they're against the Gemara, you don't have to go like that. You shouldn't go like that. He says, but if you don't have to, if there's some Kabbalistic idea, like this one he quotes, Kuflam Gimel, Levishas min alayim shahayu shalmes. He quotes this from 1969, Tav Shechav Tes. So he quotes, he says, there's nothing wrong with holding like it. He says, Va'av she'ika kamet varame atzava shelo yadua hatam, she'efshar shegam tzava zui below tam yadua lanu, mikamakom, ma she'ika lafarish, umitam yadua lanu, yish lafarish ken kamanasol atzavaso, v'ol lahachmer al ma shelekatam, v'lachin min alam shel achiv zal, mota lobosh me'achar she'yadua lanu ofan misaso. He quotes limitations about this. Maybe it's only based on the fact that the shoes might have some contagious illness in it, and if you know it was a different reason of death, so then you would be able to use the shoes. So Moshe says you can try to have some lumdis in the Sefer Chasidim as well. Okay, that's just there. Let's get to the next one. What are we up to? My time, Aki Chazizel, who casts Vadavi Kasim Achiches. Why'd you laugh when you saw that guy doing magic? Amarle, Tavi Yazava Begaza de Malka. He was sitting on a treasure house that was buried right underneath where he was. Lixo my Diika Tute. Why don't you look underneath where you are instead of trying to do magic and create something? So often in life, right, we're looking elsewhere, but our treasures are right under our nose. Right, there's a lot of mussar about that. Tarche gabe adabani lebeis hamigdash, back to Shlomo. So Shlomo keeps him until he builds the beis hamigdash. Yom achad, havikoy luchu, one day they were alone. Amar leik siv, kesoa feis reim lo, Pasuk says, v'yamrinan kesoa feis elu malachei hashareis, reim elu hashedim. My rabu sayuchu minan, what makes you so great, as Shlomo hamelech? To him, Amalei, Shakoshu Shilka Minai, Vahavli is Kasech, Vahvi Lacha Ruvusai, take off my chains, give me your ring, and I'll show you. Very strange why Shlomo listened to him, but it was all Siyata Deshmaya. Shakle Lushu Shilka Minai, Vyavle is Kasei, so right when he took off the chains and gave him his ring, Bale, Ashvodai swallowed Shlomo. So what does that mean? There's something here. He overpowered him. Osve lachad gapi dvarakia lachad gape pa'ara. He put one wing in heaven and one wing on earth. Paske arba mea parsi. And he threw Shlomo Melech to the other side of the world. 400 parsos away. Allah, he shaita Amar Shlomo, and that, at that moment, Shlomo said, "My yisro la adam b'chol amaloshi amol tachal shemesh." Everything that I've worked hard in my life, now I'm a nothing. Now I'm on the other side of the world without anything. V'zeh yachelki mikol amali. My vizeh, what is the zeh? Rabbi Shmuel, chad amar maklo v'chad amar gundo. He either had a stick with him, or something else. He had gundo, he had his cloak. He didn't have anything with him. He went around begging. I used to be the king. And everybody thought he was joking. Why? Because it must be that Ashmodai was pretending to be him. Right? Pretending to be him. That's why nobody believed him. Kimata Gabi Sanhedrin, when they came to the Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbana and Michti, the Rabbanan say, Shota Bachadim Ilsalosarech. When you have a fool, he doesn't keep the same story. He makes up different stories wherever he goes. My eye, what? This guy says the same thing all the time. Amr Leila Benayahu, they start doing research. They say to Benayahu, Kaboyla Kamaka Lagabe, has the king ever asked you for anything recently? Amr Lehulo, no, he hasn't actually. Shalchu Leila Malkavasa, they went sent to the queens. Kaasi Malka Lagabeichu, has the king been with you? Shalchu Luhu in Kaasi, they say yes. It's a whole big discussion about a shade and Tashmish Shamita's whole. Unbelievable discussion. Maybe we'll talk about that, not right now. Shalchu Luhu. There's a Taz in Eben Ezer. What if a woman is nivellus to a shade? Is she a Surah Labaila? Right? If she says she was nivellus to a shade, the Taz says no. So, Ein Kasi. So these wives say, yeah. Shalchu Lei. They send back to the wives. Bidku Bakari. Go check his feet. Because Shadim have webbed feet. Shalchu Lehu. Or they have like chicken feet. Shalchu Lei Bamuki Kasi. He always comes wearing slippers. The katavaluhu benidu sayu. And he's always tovea, that's when we're nidas. The katavalu nami l'batsheva ime. He even goes to try to be with his mother, Batsheva. They realize that this is not Shlomo HaMelech. They realize that it's a fake. I saw the Maharal says, why dafka by the feet? He can pretend to be Shlomo. But by the feet, the place that you're connected to the ground, Gashmias, you can't cover that up. That, your shadeness, you know, can't be removed from you. You can't make any pretending. So as you, the Shlomo, they bring Shlomo back. They get him back the chain and the ring. Ki'ayel, when he goes into Ashmadai, Chazi, you see Shlomo Parach, he goes away. He flies away, I'm out of here. For the rest of time, Shlomo was always nervous about him. That's why the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, as we say when we go to sleep at night in Kriyas Shema Lamita, Shlomo Shishim Gabarim Savolam Yibar Yisrael. He surrounded himself with strong men. Right? He was nervous. Rav Shmuel, and just to end, Rav and Shmuel, we know this is a machlokas also in Megillah, Chad Amar Melech v'Hedyot, one opinion says he was a king, and then he ended up a Hedyot, never getting back. The Chad Amar, at least according to our version, Melech v'Hedyot u'Melech. He was the king, he became a Hedyot, then he went back to being a king. Ad Kan, story of Ashmodai and Shlomo. Obviously there's a lot here. We touched on a couple of ideas, but feel free to look more into the Maharal, and into the Marsha, and into the Ben Yehoyada, and into the Ein Yaakov, and all the Mefarshim. We are up to Ladama Dereisha. Now that starts a daf and a half of medicines in the Talmud, which we've touched on already, but we'll get back to. Hashem will be put up from the last cycle, tomorrow's daf, and then we'll pick up with the next daf on daf Ayin, Ved Hashem, next time.